愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们最近在读出埃及记。
Recently, we have been reading a daily Bible reading, a book of Exodus.
那从出埃及记之前，我们的读创世记。
And before we study the book of Exodus, we study the book of Genesis.
那从创世记到出埃及记，我们可以看到有三次，神从天上下来。
From Genesis to Exodus, we can see three times when God descended from heaven.
那我们早上就来想，神从天上下来做什么。
And let's study what are these three times and what did he come into this world for?
圣经说神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
The Bible states that God lives in an unapproachable light.
那个地方叫天国。
And that place is called the kingdom of heaven.
是将来我们要去的地方。
It is a place that we will go someday.
所以有时候我们就想，那神就高高在上，好像跟我们没有关系。
And so sometimes we think that God is high above in heaven, as if he has nothing to do with us in this world.
但是如果从圣经看来，神虽然在天上。
However, from the perspective of the Bible, even though God is high in heaven,
他每一天都跟我们的生活有关系。
Yet every day he has dwells with us and has a relationship with us.
他是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
He gives us food and satisfies what we need and gives us joy in our hearts.
我们先看诗篇的一百十三篇。
Let's look at Psalms 113.
诗篇的一百十三篇。
Psalms 113.
从第三节到第六节。
From verse 3 to verse 6, from the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. Verse 4, the Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Verse 5, who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high? Verse 6, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth.
第七节。
Verse 7, he raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. Verse 8, that he may seat him with princesses and the princes of his people. And he grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children.
这个第三节说，神的名从日出之地到日落之处是应该称颂的。
And verse 3 states the name of God should be praised from the rising of the sun to its going down.
日出就是太阳开始照的，日落就是太阳下山的地方。
Rising of the sun is when the sun starts to shine its rays, and the sunset is when its rays are ended.
实际上每一个角落都有太阳在照。
Every corner of this earth enjoys the rays of sunshine.
神的是在神的名在每一个地方是值得我们来称颂的。
And therefore, the name of the Lord in every corner of earth is worthy of all our praise.
那第四节说，他的名超乎万民之上。
Verse 4 states that his name is high above all nations.
世界上有很多很出名的人。
We know that there are many famous people in this world.
有的死了几千年，还是被人纪念。
Even those who have been passed away for thousands of years, yet they are remembered today.
但是神超乎万民之上。
But the Lord is high above all nations.
他的能力、他的智慧、他的慈爱超乎万民之上。
His power, his wisdom, his name is above every, surpasses all nations.
所以在人类的历史里面是没有一个人可以跟神相比。
And therefore, in the history of mankind, there is not one human that can compare with God himself.
所以第四节才说，他的荣耀高过诸天。
And therefore, verse 4 says, his glory is above the heavens.
诸天是神造的。
The heavens have been created by God.
神的荣耀比他所创造的诸天更大。
And God's glory exceeds the heavens he has created.
然后第五节。
And verse 5.
谁像我们天上的神呢？
Who is like the Lord our God?
谁就是地上的人，有哪一个人可以跟神相比呢？
Who refers to the people on this earth? Is there anyone on this earth that can compare with God?
神坐在至高之处。
For God dwells on high.
什么叫做至高之处？
And what is that high place that he dwells on?
再上去没有比那更高，那个叫做至高。
A The highest place means that there is no higher place than the dwelling place of God.
那神坐在至高之处，就是表示他在掌管一切。
And when it refers to the fact that God dwells in the highest heavens, that means everything is under His absolute sovereignty.
啊，一切都在是他的掌管之下。
Everything is under His control.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
他自己谦卑观看天下的事。
Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth.
虽然神高高至上，我们好像一粒微尘。
Even though God is high above in the heavens, yet we are just like dust in his eyes.
有一些小事情我们根本就不管。
There are some things that we don't even bother with.
但是在神的眼中我们是太小了。
In the eyes of God, we're just but a speck.
但是神还是在观看我们。
Yet God watches us every day.
所以什么叫做信心？
And what is faith?
信心不能够只定于神迹奇事而已。
And faith is not just defined to mean belief in miracles.
一个没有信神的人是活在眼见的世界。
A person who does not believe in God only lives in the present reality.
就是看得见摸得到，这个才算数。
Only the things that he can see and touch are real to him.
所以我活在这个世界里面。
And therefore I live in this world.
信心是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
But faith is the faith in things that are unseen. The evidence of things that are not seen.
所以信心把我们带到灵界里面。
And therefore through faith, we are brought into the spiritual realm.
信心把我们带到神的面前。
And faith brings us to the presence of the Lord.
信心把我们带到一个事实，我们每一天所做的都是在神的观看之下。
And through faith, we are able to live in the presence of the Lord every single day.
但是我们现在就从创世纪的实际发生的例子来看神怎么在观看人。
And so from the examples in Genesis, let's study how God views this world from his throne above.
创世纪的十一章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪的十一章。
Genesis chapter 11.
第三节。
Verse 3. Then they said to one another, Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had bricks for stone, they had asphalt for mortar.
第四节。
Verse 4. And they said, Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered broad over the face of the whole earth.
洪水以后。
After the flood.
应该是一个新世代的开始。
It should be the beginning of a new generation.
因为罪恶结束了。
Because sin and evil has been ended.
但是这个新世代的开始啊，人又开始在做一件事情。
But with this new generation on earth, they started to do something again.
他们预备砖啊，砖头、石头，要造一个塔。
They prepared bricks and baked them so that they could build a tower.
然后他的理想是这个塔要通天。
Their dream is that the tower would top would reach to the heavens.
就是非常非常的高。
So it is a tower that is extremely tall and high.
但是最重要是为什么要这样做？
But the most important reason is what is the motivation behind building this tower?
这是在神看起来最重要的。
And this is the most important thing to God.
下面说要传扬我们的名。
And here in verse 7 it says to proclaim our name.
免得我们被分散在全地上。
Lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.
结果我们就发现他的动机啊，目标有问题。
So we see that their motive has a problem.
他要造到天上来让人觉得他很伟大。
They want to build a tower that reaches the heavens so that they can magnify their own glory.
那因为人对自己的成就就产生有一种自信。
And when a person has confidence in their own achievements,
所以他们就能够来抵挡神要叫他们分散在全地的这一些神的旨意。
They will rebel against God's command that they are to live and scatter and multiply on the earth.
所以这个巴别塔的外向的里面的背后是什么？
And so what is the essence or the meaning behind the symbol of the Tower of Babel?
是要传扬人的名。
It is to proclaim the name of mankind.
那是要抵挡神让人分散在全世界的旨意。
It is to represent the rebellion against God and against God's will to have people scattered throughout the earth and multiply.
那到第五节。
And verse 5.
说神降临要看看是人所造的城跟塔。
So the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of man had built.
其实神无所不造，他们无所不知啊，他们在开始建的时候，神早就知道了。
Actually, God is all-knowing. He knows that they have already commenced to build this Tower of Babel.
人的动机神也知道。
And God also knows the motives behind their construction.
那为什么圣经说神要降临来看看？
But why does it stay here that the Lord has to come down to see the city?
就是要求证，看是不是真的。
This is to examine and to make verify what he understands.
那当然，这个塔建出来是看得见的，这是真的。
And when this tower is built, it is evident and physically visible.
好，那神对这个事情有怎么回应？
And what is the response that the Lord has toward this tower that has been built?
好，我们现在看二第七节。
Let's look at verse 7. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech.
第八节。
Verse 8. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city.
这个地方讲神就变乱他们的口音了。
Here it says that God has confused their language.
因为口音不同就没有办法交通。
Because when they have different languages, they can no longer communicate.
没有办法交通就没有办法再继续工作下去。
And without communication, they can no longer unite together and working.
就停工不造那个城。
And so that their work was stalled and they can no longer continue the construction.
所以对当时他们要建造巴别塔，最后神用他的方法来阻挡这个巴别塔被建成。
And so God obstructed the building of the Tower of Babel through his own means.
现在到底这个对我们来讲是什么意思？
And what does this mean to us today?
我们知道我们所做的一切最重要是要荣耀神的名。
We know that everything that we do in our life, this purpose is to glorify the name of God.
所以祷告文的第一句话，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And therefore the first phrase in the Lord's Prayer is that, hallowed be thy name.
因此我们人所做的一切到最后就是要荣耀神的名。
And therefore everything that we do as humans is to glorify the name of God.
但是如果我们所做的是要荣耀人的名。
However, if the motive behind what we do is to glorify individual names,
那这跟神造我们的旨意就不一样。
And this defies the will of God's purpose in creating us.
这是神所不能够接受的。
And it is something that cannot be acceptable to God's sight.
有时候我们在生活，我们在考虑很多事情，忘记了有一个神。
And many things, decision making in our lives, we often fail to consider God's.
我们忘记了神在天上看。
Perspective and what he's thinking as he's watching us from heaven above.
我们忘记了神会下来。
We forget that God will come down and examine us.
我们忘记了神会有方法可以阻挡。
We forget that he has a means to obstruct whatever we do.
所以我们就一直往前走，走我们想要走的道路。
And so we continue to walk forward in our own ways, disregarding what God's will is in our life.
所以当保罗要去逼迫基督徒。
And therefore, when Paul, Saul was about to persecute Christians,
他是很热心的。
He was zealous in persecuting Christians.
神跟他讲，你用脚踢刺是难的。
But God, Lord Jesus said to him, it is hard for you to kick the goats.
所以我们要了解，符合神旨意的一定可以成全。
And so we understand that if we're doing something according to God's will, it will surely be accomplished and fulfilled.
那如果我们人想要荣耀自己的名，我们所做的到最后一定不能成全。
But if the purpose motive behind what we do, it is to glorify our own name, then God will obstruct and withhold that work.
在《使徒行传》里面有记载。
In the book of Acts, it states.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 5.
《使徒行传》的第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
三十三节。
Verse 33. When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. Verse 34, then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while.
这个地方记载, 当使徒教会开始在兴盛。
Here it states that when the apostolic church was prospering,
第二章有3000个受洗。
In chapter 2, 3,000 were baptized and added to their number.
第四章有5000个受洗。
And chapter 4 records 5,000 was baptized.
那当时整个社会是走摩西的律法。
In that time in society, the Jewish people were following the traditions of Moses.
这个叫做传统。
The Mosaic law, this is called tradition.
那忽然间发现这个信耶稣的人被钉死那个耶稣信他的人越来越多。
And all of a sudden, they find something new. After Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, more and more people started to believe in this person, Jesus.
那当时的这些使徒就想要，当时的这些，工会的人就想怎么办？
And so what the people of the Sanhedrin, the leaders of the Jews, were wondering what they should do with this man, Jesus.
第一个就把抓来打。
The first thing they did was to capture him and to whip him.
第二个更进一步要把他们杀掉。
And secondly, they wanted to murder him.
特别是这些使徒。
Especially also these apostles.
所以在使徒教会，我们可以看到那个逼迫的气氛非常严重。
And so we see that their persecution was very strong during the time when the apostolic church was being built.
那这个加马列呢？他圣经里面讲，他看不出来他有什么信仰。
From this passage of the Bible, we cannot see Gamaliel, a Pharisee, as being any sort of faith.
但是他是众人所敬重的。
Yet he was a teacher of law, held in respect by all people.
所以这个人也相当有智慧。
And so this person had a certain degree of wisdom.
那他就告诉他们。
And so he said to them.
他用历史两个例子来举证。
He used two examples in history to verify, prove what he's saying.
36节,
and 36, it says, for some time ago, Judas rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain. All who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing.
这个一个人叫丢大,
there was a person named Judas
自夸为大,
who claimed to be somebody.
就是说他自己要建立自己的势力。
He wanted to magnify and build something to as a memorial for his name.
那有400多个人服从他。
There were about 400 who followed him.
那后来我们发现他一被杀，其他人全部都散掉了。
We find that as soon as he was slain, all who obeyed him were scattered.
这是一个历史的事实。
This is a fact in history.
以人为主的，到最后一定会散掉。
Anything that has the center focus on a person will eventually scatter and come to nothing.
那第二个历史的事实,
and a second historical example,
在第37节,
the Gamaliel site was in verse 37. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed.
第二个事实就犹大。
So there's this man called Judas of Galilee.
他引诱一些人跟从他。
He rose up and drew many people after him.
他灭亡跟从他也四散了。
And though when he perished, all who obeyed him also were scattered.
所以这些历史的事实告诉我们。
And so these two examples in history tell us.
我们信仰要以神为中心。
That our faith must be God-centered only.
我们是跟从神，不是跟从人。
We only follow Lord Jesus, no one else.
跟从神纯正的教训，不是跟从人。
We only follow the true doctrine from God and not the teachings of man.
我们的信仰才能够持守的纯正。
Then our faith can be pure and can sustain.
所以神下来看，到最后阻止了巴别塔的建立。
And so at the end, when God came down and saw the Tower of Babel, He stopped it from being built.
所以圣经里面才说，
我们要把一切都交托给神。 And therefore, the Bible says we must entrust everything we do into Him.
好，我们现在再来看创世纪18章。
Let's also look at Genesis chapter 8.
18章。
Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪的18章。
Genesis chapter 18.
20节,
verse 20 and verse 21, Genesis 18:20-21. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, verse 21, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it and that has come to me. If not, I will know.
这个地方说啊，索多玛、俄摩拉的罪恶深重，声云为我。
Here states that the sins, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is very great because their sin is very grave.
啊，对索多玛、俄摩拉的人来讲，我要怎么生活就怎么生活。
Those people who lived in Sodom and Gomorrah lived according to the way they are pleased with.
啊，谁能够管我？
Nobody can control them.
哦，所以他们继续活在罪里面。
And so they did whatever they liked to do and lived in sin.
那是一个很自由的生活。
They lived a life of freedom.
哦，没有人能够干涉。
Of their flesh, and so nobody can control them.
哦，但是神在天上看。
But when God looked down from heaven above,
人所认为的自由，在神的标准是罪。
But what man considers to be freedom in God's sight is sin and abomination.
啊，人所认为可以做的，在神看起来是极大的不义。
And whatever man considers is something they can do is something that is exceeding wickedness in the eyes of God.
这是活在神的面前跟活在没有神的面前一个生活一个绝对不同的态度。
This is a difference of lifestyle with someone who lives in the presence of the Lord and someone who does not live in the presence of the Lord.
哦，所以圣经里面才说敬畏神是智慧的开始。
And therefore the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
因为敬畏神会远离恶事。
Because a person who fears God will depart from evil.
那恶事一定会有一个恶果。
And those who commit evil will face its wicked consequences.
所以有时候我们在栽培我们的下一代。
And so when we're training our next generation,
以什么方法能够让他一生啊行为都很纯正？
How can we exhort them to teach them to live an upright and righteous life?
我们到最后发现，最基本的方法还是把神放到他心里。
We find the only way is to put God into their lives.
让他跟神建立个人的关系。
That they can build a personal relationship with God.
而且对神有敬畏的心。
And that they can have a God-fearing heart within.
如果我们的下一代能够达到这个程度，
If our next generation can achieve this heart,
结婚叫做离开父母。
And once they depart from parents to have union with their marriage spouse,
就是父母的责任结束了。
And then that ends the responsibility of parents going forward.
我们的下一代搬到哪里，我们都很放心。
Then no matter where our next generation moves to, we would not worry.
因为敬畏神，他一定会远离恶事。
Because if they fear God, they will surely depart from evil.
那敬畏神的人，神一定会带领祝福他。
A person who fears God will surely be blessed and guided in their lives by God.
啊，那倒过来，这个索多玛、俄摩拉的人。
But on the other hand, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
在自己看来，我没有问题。
In their own eyes, they have done nothing wrong.
但是在神看起来，罪恶深重。
But according to God's perspective, their sin has become a great outcry against Him.
那二十一节，神就下来了，就要来查看，要来求证。
And when God came down to verify this fact,
哦，那当然这个是事实。
And this, of course, is a fact.
啊，结果在二十啊第十九章。
And so in chapter 19 of Genesis,
二十九节
，verse 29,
啊，神就毁灭啊平原的诸城。
And God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah along with cities that were in the plains.
啊，在二十四节。
And verse 24,
神叫硫磺火火从天上降下来，索摩拉、俄摩拉。
The Lord rained brimstone fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from that Lord out of heavens.
整个城都被烧掉。
The entire city and the surrounding area was destroyed.
所以神的存在，包括他的公义，还有包括他的慈爱。
And so with God's existence, there is also the existence of justice and also love.
哦，在索多玛城，我们就可以看到啊神的公义。
In the case of Sodom and Gomorrah, we can see God's display of His justice.
那这当神要毁灭索多玛的时候，
and so when Lord God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
神就把这个事情告诉了亚伯拉罕。
He made this matter known to Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕跟神好像是朋友一样啊。
Because Abraham was like a friend to God.
说我怎么把这个事情隐瞒不给亚伯拉罕知道呢？
The Lord said, "How can I hide this matter from my friend Abraham?"
那亚伯拉罕是一个敬畏神的人。
Now Abraham was a God-fearing man.
当他知道神要毁灭索多玛，
when he came to know that God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
他知道神的意念是人没有办法阻挡。
He knows that the thoughts of God, will of God, can never be changed.
他又想起他有一个侄儿，一直搬到索多玛，现在住在索多玛里面。
But Abraham remembered that he has a nephew Lot that has moved closer and closer to Sodom and Gomorrah, and now dwells within those cities.
那如果神要毁灭索多玛，这个是不可以改变的。
And if it is the fact that the Lord intends to destroy these cities,
那亚伯兰能做什么?
Then what can Abraham do on behalf of his nephew?
亚伯兰能够为他的侄儿罗德来向神祈求。
So Abraham can intercede on behalf of his nephew Lot.
看神有没有办法能够不毁灭这个索多玛。
That if there is some way that the Lord might be willing to spare the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以创世纪的十八章亚伯兰就开始祷告。
And so we see in Genesis chapter 18, Abraham starts to plead on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah.
如果有五十个义人，你要毁灭吗？
If there is 50 righteous people, would you destroy it?
当然，如果找得到五十个，神也不会毁灭。
The Lord agreed, if there is 50 righteous people, He will not destroy the city.
然后他就一直降下来，四十五个。
Then he asked again for favor for 45.
四十个。
40.
三十个。
30.
二十个。
20.
最后一次他。求到不好意思啦，你不要生气哦。最后求一次。
And finally, he asked, but in an embarrassed way, he asked God one more request I may make of you.
那如果有十个呢？
If there are only 10 righteous people,
神说，如果你找得到十个，我也不毁灭。
And the Lord agreed, consented that if there are 10 righteous people in the city, then I will spare the cities.
所以在神生气的时候，什么可以救我们？
And so during the time of God's wrath, what is the only thing that can salvage us?
金银财宝什么都不能救我们。
Riches, gold and silver can never redeem us or save us during those times.
在神生气的时候，只有两个可以救我们。
During the days of God's wrath, there's only two things that can save us.
第一个就是我们自己的义。
Firstly, is our righteousness before God.
你看，只要十个人，就因那个十个人，索多玛不毁灭。
If there are just 10 righteous people, God will be willing to spare the city for their sake.
因为义人在神的面前，在神的眼中是极其有分量的。
Because righteous people in the sight of God is very worthy of consideration.
人算不了什么。
Although men are worth nothing.
但是我们的生活如果在神面前有义。
But if our life is led in a righteous way,
这个人就是神所看重的。
Then this person will be valued greatly by God.
这个就是这个人在神面前有分量。
And so this person will be a treasure in sight of God.
好，那当神毁灭索多玛的时候，
And so when God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
他救了谁？
Who did he save?
我们看十九章二十九节。
And chapter 19, verse 29.
请读。创世纪十九章二十九节。
Genesis 19 verse 29. It came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt.
结果他救了罗德一家人。
And so God saved the family of Lot.
那为什么神救罗德？
Why did God save Lot?
如果我们看，是他纪念亚伯兰。
Because he remembered Abraham.
纪念亚伯兰这个义人的代求。
He remembered the prayer of the righteous man, Abraham.
所以不是罗德做得好，蒙神纪念。
So it is not because Lot was righteous that was remembered by God.
是神纪念亚伯兰。
It is because God remembered Abraham.
所以我们就知道说，虽然这个世界上在神看起来像索多门一样。
And though this world today is like Sodom and Gomorrah in front of God's sight,
可能已经超越了索多玛。
And perhaps it has already exceeded the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah at that time.
但是我们有很多我们所爱的人住在这个世界，我们怎么办呢？
But we have many people who are beloved that also dwell on this earth with us.
如果我们没有采取行动，
If we do not take action today,
当神的愤怒下来，
When the days of wrath is about to come upon this earth,
可能我们自己可以得救，我们所爱的人就变成灰了。
Maybe we ourselves will be saved, but those who are beloved by us may be burned to ashes.
那我们要做什么？
And so what can we do to help them?
第一个，我们本身要变成义人。
Firstly, we must become righteous in the sight of God.
要行公义。
We must act justly.
一定要过一个神认为对的生活。
To live a life that is right in the sight of God.
想神认为对的事情。
And to think those things that are right in the sight of God.
做神认为对的事情。
To do those things that are right in the sight of God.
在神面前呢，我们有公义。
And so in front of God, we will have justice.
那这样我们的祷告，出于爱心的祷告，都要达到神面前。
Then every prayer that we make out of love shall be received and answered by the Lord.
我们的祷告就可以感动神。
Then our prayers will move and touch the heart of God.
在神的怜悯之下，可能就把我们所爱的人感动他，让他能够离开所多玛。
And under the mercy and compassion of God, He'll be willing to hear our prayer and save those that are loved ones during the times of peril.
活在这个世界，真的开始过一个公义的生活。
If we can determine from this day forward to live a life that is full of justice according to God's will.
所以世界的罪在神看起来不是神不管。
Then we will know that one day it is not because God is not going to punish this world.
神在观看。
He is watching all the time.
那有一天神会下来。
And it is that one day He will come down this earth.
那神下来那天非常可怕。
And on that day it will be a great and dreadful day.
启示录里面讲得很清楚。
And Revelation states very clearly.
神下来的那一天是以前没有，将来也没有的。
It is a day that is unequal from the beginning of the earth till now.
所以神下来是带他的公义来的。
Wherever will be, and so when God comes down again, He will bring with Him His consuming fire and justice.
这是第二次神从天上下来。
And this will be the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看出埃及记第三章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
从第七节
Verse 7,
一直到第八节
Verse 8, Exodus 3:7-8, And the Lord said, I've surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Verse 8, So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hevites and the Jebusites.
我们看第二章的二十三节。
Let's look at chapter 2, Exodus chapter 2, verse 23. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage.
那24节。
Verse 24, So God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
这里在讲以色列百姓在住在埃及。
States that the children of Israel dwell in Egypt.
那埃及王给他们和极大的苦难。
And the king of Egypt gave them great bondage and suffering.
做苦工。
They afflicted them with a lot of slavery and work.
那当奴隶，这是一个弱势的群体。
And as a slave, they were a weak minority.
所以以色列百姓在埃及能做什么？
And so what can the Israelites do under those circumstances?
他没有兵权，也没有什么权力，他没有办法脱离这个情况。
They had no military presence, no political power. They were unable to escape their bondage.
但是他们记得，以色列这个是神的王子。
But they remember that the name of Israel means the Prince of God.
他有一个父亲是天上的神。
Now they have a father in heaven, that is God Himself.
所以在做极大受苦的时候，他们只有一个路走，就是往天上看。
And so during their times of extreme affliction, they can only lift up their eyes and look upward to heaven.
把他们的痛苦告诉天上的神。
To cry out to God all their sufferings and pain.
那再到了第三章。
When we see in chapter 3,
第七节
verse 7,
这里神说我的百姓所受的苦我看见了
God responds to their cry by saying, I've surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and heard their cry.
然后他受辖制的哀声我听见了
Heard their cry because of their taskmasters.
然后我知道他们的痛苦。
For I know their sorrows.
所以对以色列百姓在埃及来讲，可能很孤单。
Though the Israelites may feel very much alone and afraid in Israel,
没有人了解我。
In Egypt, that nobody understands them.
可能觉得很绝望。
They may feel that they are without hope.
谁能够救我呢？
Who can save us?
但是天上的神。
But the God Father in heaven above.
他看见，他也听见。
He saw their affliction and heard their cry.
知道他的痛苦。
And he also knows their suffering.
所以有时候我们在这个生活，真的有时候会有这样的体验。
and sorrows. And many times in this life, we too will suffer and cry out from our sorrow and affliction.
有时候我们觉得我们自己受很大的冤屈。
Many times we are misunderstood or afflicted.
或者不公义的对待。
Or we are mistreated.
那这就会有两个结果。
And there will have two consequences when we feel that we have been jilted in some way.
如果我们什么方法都没有。
If we have no other way,
我们就把这个痛苦、眼泪一直往里面吞了。
Then we will continue to wallow in our sorrow.
如果我们是有方法。
If we do have a way out,
我们就会想方法要来伸冤。
Then we will find some way as a means of revenge.
但是圣经里面说，不要自己伸冤。
But the Bible exhorts us not to take revenge for ourselves.
为什么？
Why?
因为神说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Because the Bible says, God says,revenge is in my hands, I will avenge.
所以什么叫做信心？
And so what is faith?
信心就是知道神掌控一切。
Faith is knowing that God controls everything.
如果我们有冤情。
If today we have some sort of affliction.
神说深冤在我，我必报应。
Or enmity or misgivings. And God says, I have sinned, I will avenge.
所以真的神就下来了。
I will repay.
第八节神就下来救他们脱离埃及人的手。
And therefore in verse 8, God came down to deliver them out of their bondage.
所以我们在极端的痛苦当中。
So during our times of extreme suffering,
到最后我们会体验到真的能够拯救我们就是天上的神。
Now we can truly experience that the only one who can rescue us and save us is the God above.
所以有时候我们遇到苦难这是一个很好的机会让我们跟神越亲近。
And so when we encounter tribulations in our life, it is the time that we can draw close to God and experience Him.
当大卫被扫罗追杀。
And during the times when King David was being pursued to death by King Saul.
就从圣经看，大卫是没有错的。
From the perspective of the Bible, David did no wrong.
但是扫罗就是要把他杀掉。
But Saul wanted to murder him.
那怎么办？
And so what do we do?
圣经说，大卫坚信依靠神。
The Bible says, David wholeheartedly relied on the Lord.
他一生的灵性是在他被扫罗追杀的时候灵性最好。
His entire spiritual ality was climaxed during that time when he was being chased by Saul.
所以他写了很多很感动人的诗篇。
And it was during those times of sorrow that he wrote many moving psalms.
因此我们每一次遇到患难，我们在读大卫的诗篇，就重新提醒我们神会给我们开路。
And so during the times of our sorrow, we can read David's Psalms and also receive encouragement and renewed strength.
一定有一个希望，有一个出路。
There is surely hope in God. There is a way out.
因为神不会让我们遇见苦难超过我们所能够忍受的。
For God will not give us something that is beyond our endurance.
在我们受不了的时候，神要给我们开一条路来。
Or more that we can bear. And during our times of affliction, God will surely open a way for us to walk.
所以信主的盼望在哪里？
And so what is the hope of Christians today?
就是当我们绝望的时候，
When we are without hope,
神会开一条路给我们走。
God will surely open a road for us to walk.
因为神看见，神听见，神要下来。
Because God has seen, God has heard, and He will surely come down to rescue us.
他要救我们，脱离我们的痛苦。
He will rescue us from our bondage.
那从第三章开始，
Now, starting chapter 3,
我们就看到神用摩西带领以色列出埃及。
We see that God led the people out of Egypt through Moses.
用他的大能大力克服了法老的手。
Through his great mighty power and signs, he was able to
让法老顺服。
So that he was able to subdue Pharaoh.
让红海分开。
So that he was able to divide the Red Sea.
用云柱环柱来带领他们。
And to lead the people of Israel out with a pillar of fire and cloud.
最后进到迦南地。
And so they were able to eventually enter the land of Canaan.
所以信心不只是集中在神迹奇事上。
And therefore faith is not just based on miracles and signs.
信心是相信我们的一切都在神的掌控中。
Faith is to believe that everything is under His control.
他在看。
He is watching.
他知道。
He knows.
他会下来。
He will come down.
他会有回应。
He will respond to us.
这是我们的信心。
This is our faith.
当我们的信心达到这个程度，
When our faith has reached this level,
我们就可以交托一切。
Then we can entrust all into His hands.
任凭他随意引导。
That we can give it to Him and let Him lead us as He pleases.
我们可以顺其自然。
And we will allow whatever happens to happen.
因为神在掌控。
Because we know that God is in control.
唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
300